That's better. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I'm your host, as always, Pogoman from the Virtue Server. And I am co-hostless, sidekickless at the moment. I don't know where Tony V is. Sorry, I'm having some problems here. Just trying to get set up in Paragon Chat. And for some reason, my laptop decided to stay in restart mode for an hour. It just said restart. No matter what I did, it finally went through. I logged on the PC, but I was having all kinds of problems trying to go back and forth, flip-flopping between Paragon Chat and the studio. But I'm about to get back on track. And Jeffrey Elder, who is in the Blog Talk Radio chat, I think you have to exit out to your account page. And at the somewhere on that page, you could switch your name. So you have to back out, go to your account page. It should only take like a minute, not even. So if you want to do that and then come back in. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It is the 19th of February. February is almost gone. I can't believe it. Where's the year going? The year's going by so fast. I want to say I have not seen Deadpool yet, but I hear that movie is kicking major ass at the movies. I'm probably going to go this weekend. Definitely before next week's episode, I will do that. And since I have no one to talk to in the studio at the moment, if you would like to call in and talk, discuss City of Heroes, Superherodom, any of the successor games coming up, Champions Online, stuff like that, et cetera, and so on, you have one of two ways of doing so. You can either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you want to meet people in our Blog Talk Radio chat room, you scroll to the top of the page, you will see a blue square with a white S in the middle, and that white S stands for Skype, not Super, sorry about that. You click on that little button, as I said, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy. Okay, there I am. I am now standing on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park in Paragon Chat. That sounds so good when I say that. I've been saying that for the longest time. We do have some things to go over tonight. Viance Online has their donation page set up. We're going to go into that in detail. A couple of small updates. I want to get into something news from DC Comics, which I found quite interesting, which we're going to go into detail about tonight in just a bit. So there you go. And that's that. I thought somebody was calling in. I'm sorry about that. I was just checking. No, apparently not. All right, so I guess we'll get to the news. For those of you DC Legends, if you watched last night's episode, I don't want to give a spoiler away, but if you saw the end of last night's episode, the very end sets up next week's episode. And as previously stated, Stephen Amell is going to play an older Oliver Queen, which you'll see next week. They go into the future of their city, Coast City, I believe it's called, whatever the... they travel to the year 2046. I forget the name of their city. I can't believe I forgot the name of their city. But that's where they're going to be. That's where they're going, to the future of Starling City, I think it's called. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot the name of the city. Oh, Star City. Yeah, Star City. What am I... I'm so stupid. Oh, my God. Sorry about that, guys. Yes, you'll see Star City of the Future. And that will be fun. That's next week's episode. Okay, so nobody on. I thought my co-host was going to be here by now. I guess he's not. Let me see if I get somebody. Hold on. Oh, well, okay. I guess it's just me. I guess I will start. Tell you what, I'm going to play a song for a few minutes. I'm trying to get somebody's going to call in, I hope. So I'm going to play, let's see what I got here. Yeah, Kiss King and Somerville, they're a great song, City of Heroes. I love this song. We're going to play that. We'll be right back with hopefully somebody to talk to on the show. I'm sorry about that, guys. We'll be right back after this. All right, we are back with Save City Heroes Radio, and I have somebody on hold. I believe it's Mad Viking.
Well, I'm not Tony V, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn once.
Oh, well, that's okay then. How
okay.
are you, Mad Viking?
What's going on, brother? All right. Well, at the moment,
yes.
Everyone that is on Champions is teaching each other new curse words because another hack attack is happening on Neverwinter, Star Trek, and Champions.
What is going on, man? Why?
Whatever this guy, Neverwinter God, and NW. Yes, he has another name, and I'm not going to finish that last part of that name.
Okay.
Is causing havoc by the looks of it again.
Okay, so what is he doing? What are they doing this time?
Well, overall, his target is Neverwinter.
Okay.
Neverwinter Knights. But
okay. Yes.
Star Trek and Champions also share the same server.
Oh.
So when he gets one, he gets it all.
So what is he trying to do? Just shut it down or blow up everybody's ships? Or wait, Neverwinter. I'm sorry, Neverwinter.
Yeah. He's just being a royal pain in the tuchus.
I remember, was a couple of years ago, there was a guy who hacked World of Warcraft, and he was basically killing everybody off. He had, like, an overpowered guy, and he was just standing there, like, one-shotting everybody. And people were trying to flee, like, safety, and they couldn't get away. People were trying to log off. They couldn't log off in time.
Yeah, no, this isn't someone who, found God mode. No, it's
right.
Just basically no one is signing on to the game.
Wow.
Well, I'm seeing chat that if you have like Pigeon or Zabber, then you can get on the chat version of the game, but that's pretty much it.
Wow.
You know, you're not playing the game, you're not doing the PvP, you're not doing anything like that.
Jeez. I'm glad I did not log in tonight.
No. Yeah, I mean, it started like half hour ago. It was like, and it wasn't even a warning, it was just boom.
So what happened? You can't even move around in the game, or you just can't play?
You're not even on getting on the game. You it's like you type in your password, you
right.
see login server connecting to server, and boom, can't even get that far.
Wow.
I mean, you know, yes, I know people's going like, why are you doing on Champions?
Well, it's the only place we can call home right now.
But I got to give credit where credit is due. City of Heroes did not get this much hacking.
Yeah. I think one time somebody tried to hack, and they were taken care of pretty quickly, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, a lot of people are getting angry, and then they have something about let's discuss bugs, and they have a whole talk about how some things are there, they're normal bugs, and then there's exploits. I'm going like,
yes.
Okay, forget about the gameplay. How about the bug that lets this guy come in and zap all three games? That's a bug
yeah.
that you should concentrate on.
Okay, the call is there.
Yep.
The call. And he says, I've asked City of Titans to help them. I know C++, C hashtag, and Unreal Engine 4.
If you're with Paragon Chat, Code Walker is there, not code of our group, Code Walker, we have someone who's interested.
Yes. Hold on. Thank you. I did not know. It's not C hashtag. It's C sharp. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know my computer languages anymore.
Yep.
I had a bad experience as a senior in high school, and I think pretty much that turned me off from programming altogether.
Let me guess. COBOL.
Fortran.
Fortran.
Pascal. No. Pascal.
Oh, you actually got through COBOL without
COBOL,
ripping all hair out.
Yeah, COBOL, we had a good teacher, Fortran. But our school was, this is late 80s. I graduated class of 88. I'm aging myself big time here. so what happened was, Pascal was an advanced placement class. Well, we also had this thing, computer club. And after school, we'd all hang out, and we could network with other schools and type and talk to them. Remember, this is 1988, years before the internet. So we all thought this was the cool thing.
One of the BBS boards.
yes. One of the teachers thought this is the stupidest use of computers. Like, he did not, like, what? How cool is this that we can talk to other people across the island, you know what I mean? Sitting at our desk, blah, 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 this and that. So I was one of those people. Now, this was advanced, but working on my project, we all had our projects in the data board. Anytime I had to ask him a question, he wouldn't help me. I had to ask one of the other students in the class. I'm like, why can't you help me? Well, you seem to know what you're doing. I was like, wait a minute. Because I'm one of those people who use the talk board. He goes, you tell me. I'm like, wow, whatever. So now, the day before, we have to hand our final projects. And now remember, you know, this is a full, was a full year class? Yeah, it was a full year class. So we had been working on our final projects for like 3 months, right? The day before, we have to hand them in. I go to finalize everything. The only person's projects who is missing are mine. All of my work is missing from the database.
Oh.
And I said, what happened to my stuff? He goes, I didn't know you were working. All I know is you were talking to people across the island. I was like, I did not do that in class. Oh, you could have fooled me. And he starts laughing at me.
Oh, man.
So I told the other teacher, he goes, I'll have a talk with him. And he goes, sadly, he's sticking to his guns. He swears you never saw it. But here's the printout. He goes, he said you never showed him. It's like, every time I went to show him, he didn't want to hear it from me. So I wound up getting an F in the class. Well, I got back at him. I told, because some of the other kids, you know, the juniors were going to sign up for it. I was like, don't even sign up for it, because he failed me. And it turned out, when I got in touch with one of the kids, my friend actually goes, oh, he was pissed. He goes, no one signed up for the class. They had to drop it. And because of that now, he had to do, I forget, he had to teach some class he didn't want to teach. So I was like, well, got
him. Probably cobalt.
Actually, the teacher taught it. He was very patient with it. He was very good with it. But it was only like a half year class. It was like an intro to cobalt, intro to Fortran. So we did both of those. We did both of those like the same year. Everybody did at the same time. So, so once I went through that, I was like, it was such a bitter taste in my mouth. You know, I was going to college for creative writing, and I was gonna like do a double major in computers. And after that, it left such a bitter taste in my mouth. I was like, well, basically, he ruined any chance I could have got, you know, credit for the class. So basically, because they're gonna go, well, look. You know, you're going to go to college for computers and you failed this class. So they're pretty much, so like, thanks, guy.
All right, we got progress here. Looks like Star Trek Online is coming back online. So that's the first of the three.
Okay, and I'm going to bring a good friend of ours on. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Cape, Diamond G.
Hey, guys, what is going on?
Not much. What's happening? Well, hold on. I'll tell you what. I had to get a new car battery this weekend. My car battery died a couple weeks ago.
Oh, and, from the freeze.
Yep. Now, hold on. So what happened was my stepdad was good enough. We set the charge, you know, the cables up. We did a full charge yesterday. Took it up to AutoZone, and they tested it. And turns out my battery is only keeping a 55% charge. So I have to get a new battery. I'm like, oh, great. This is going to cost me a pretty penny. No, it's not. Because about 6 years ago, when I bought my previous battery, I had gotten a Duralast Gold battery from AutoZone, which means I am entitled to a free replacement.
Hell yeah.
So I was like, oh, awesome. But they have to order for my car, because I have a 2004 Chevy Blazer. And they said I didn't get a call from them today, so I'm going to call them tomorrow morning and see what's going on. Hopefully it'll be in tomorrow. And then next week, I have to get a tune-up and check for an exhaust leak in my car, get some new tires, and get the inspection done.
Right on.
So after that, I will be very happy. The call says, was about to hit a Paragon chat. Yeah, join us in Paragon chat, guys. If you're not there, I am standing on the steps of City Hall by my lonesome tonight. Who's that in the distance? I see some Breach is all the way in the distance hanging out under the Atlas statue. Let me just turn here. Why can't I turn? Wow, what's going on here? Something's on my laptop. I can't turn. All right, there we go. I was turning. Oh, well, forget it. Am I turning? I'm turning very slowly. Holy cow. I'm just checking out.
That's when you start playing REM. Stand in the place where you are.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here.
While you're doing that, I guess I'll kick off the superhero news chat. We've all heard in the recent news, Deadpool is being listed as the first successful superhero movie with the R rating.
Oh,
now,
really?
I want to have a little discussion on that because...
Thank you, because I want to protest that as well. So,
yes, because now, if you want to go grossing of money, yeah, we can't argue this one.
Right.
With the R class.
Right.
But as for the successful one, nope, I'm raise a flag. I say Blade, Wesley Snipes, was the first one. That was the one that led into the charge of all the superhero movies.
Yeah. And if you want to go comic books, I'm going to go back to 1980 with Heavy Metal.
Yeah, Heavy Metal, definitely Heavy Metal. But I was going to say The Crow.
Yeah, that's another one. Another one.
Yeah, I think that one actually did very well in the box office, did it not? Because of Brendan Lee dying on set.
Yeah, he died on the set. I think people went to see it because of that. So
Right. Because that was a big, and I think that came out before Blade, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, years before.
In order, it would be Heavy Metal, 1980. Crow. Mm-hmm. Came
early 90s. I want to say early 90s.
It was like 1 year after The Mask.
Well, I'll check Wikipedia. I could have sworn that was like early 90s. I'm still going to say that.
And then we get the Blade.
Well, you know, I think the thing of it is that meme or whatever is going around the social media sites is just that. I don't think there's any.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think the studios are coming out and saying that. I think it's just kids on the, you know, internet being like, oh, good, this is the first R-rated movie that did this.
Yeah. Okay, ready? The Crow came out in 1994. The sequel, City of Angels, 1996. TV series, The Crow, Stairway to Heaven, came out in 1998. The Crow, Salvation, I never heard of that one, 2000. And then The Crow, Wicked Prayer, came out 2005. So... there you go. And then, of course, Deadpool just came out last week.
You know, I saw something in the Save City of Heroes about, I guess.
I'm sorry. Wait, really quickly. What about Sin City? And 300. Those were R-rated movies.
Yeah, I don't think there was actual. I don't think it's an official statement by the studios. I think it's just people mouthing off on the interweb.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mentioned news articles.
Right.
And, let's be honest, we have some new cub reporters who think they're hot, but they don't check their facts.
But I see something in the Save City of Heroes thread about, I guess, there's a couple that's actually trying to sue because of the sex in it.
What, the movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Deadpool yet, so I don't know, but this thing I don't get, it's an R-rated movie, and people are taking their kids to see it, and then getting mad about the content of the movie. Okay, I'm going to mention this. I'm going to mention this one. Years ago, when South Park, the movie came out, me and a friend of mine, we went to see it, and it was so funny because at the movie theater, it was a small movie theater, every window had a poster of South Park underneath, handwritten, this is an R-rated movie for excessive language. Please do not bring your little kids. So all of a sudden we see this old lady bring in four little kids, thinking it's a cartoon. Well, for those who've seen the movie, what was the first song, Fuck You, Uncle Fucker? A quarter of the way through that song, she's grabbing her kids, storming out, looking at us like we had something to do with it. And she goes, how can you sit here? Like, lady, Look at the friggin' windows when you came in. It was plastered all over the place. Do not take your kids to see this movie.
That, so, talk about that. You have to. This is another case of genre or era difference because,
yes,
you know, when we were kids, we see R, we're like, okay, we know what we got. We got an entertainment.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the movie, and you know, okay, so yes, there is violence.
Yes.
There is language.
Okay.
And there is very, 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 and I mean, this is like watered down Skinamax. I've seen.
okay.
It's the borderline between primetime television and cable. Okay,
I want to say this just because it's Deadpool. Did we see boobies?
Yes. I mean, but it wasn't. For one, I don't understand the people getting all pissed off about the sex scenes because, honest to God, again, you know, I've seen worse on Skinamax, believe you me. So, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, so this is what you're getting upset. This is really,
yeah.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, and now hold with me as I prepare to take you on a trip down the insanity that's in my head.
Okay.
Isn't mainstream country promoting drinking and driving?
David Allen Coe,
enough
said.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
David Allen Coe, enough said.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, so let me get this straight, Mom, Dad. It's okay for your teenager to go out and slam into a family of six and kill them, but Lord God forbid we show a couple that's in love and actually, you know, doing the things that, you know, well, you at one point had to do in order to have said spawn. But no, that's the line that's crossed. It, considering that it was rated R and you decided to neglect that, but yet you can turn on the mainstream radio that has no control, you know, that has no whatever censorship, and we get to listen to putting a keg in the truck, gonna get drunk, gonna drive my truck, gonna get drunk,
right.
Drive my truck. I mean, seriously, that the one song, Bottoms Up. It's a very popular country song. Bottoms up, the kegs in the truck. They're talking about tailgating, right? Well, you know, okay, so so we're going out to a field, right? So let me get this straight. Okay, guys, we're all a little shit faced, though. We're just gonna stay here tonight. No, you're gonna fucking get in your truck and you're gonna drive, okay? And I just and another song. It's all clear. Let's have a beer. So the message from that one is don't get caught. So, you know, it absolutely, I mean, I really want to find the people that are actually suing the studio for the graphic sex violence or whatever is in it, or not sex violence, but the sex in it. And I actually want to call these people. I want to have them on my show. Okay. I want to know the logic. I don't want to just be a participant in the feeding of the memes and stuff. I actually want to talk to these people. I want to have them on my show, and then I want us all to gang up on them and make them realize what fucking idiots they are.
It's the double standard.
Today on yeah. Firing Line, pro and con of Deadpool, we go to you now, Diamond D.
So really there, Mr. Smith. And exactly how did little Bobby come into the world? Because I sure the hell know it wasn't fucking immaculate conception, okay? There's only been one real reported case about that, and we're really not sure on the facts on that one either.
I'm going to say the reason the parents are pissed off is because they can't drop their kid off at the movie theater and get them out of their way for a couple of hours.
I don't even think it's that anymore because... I mean, does that even happen, really? I mean, I don't know.
I've seen it. I've been to the movies, and I've seen kids get dropped off without a parent. It's like, wow. Like, they walk in, they buy the tickets, you know, whatever, and then they give the kids, like, we have a multiplex. And basically, mm-hmm. you could go in, they have a restaurant, they have concession stands all over the place, all different kinds of stuff. You go to the concession stand, you don't even, and there's an arcade, I found out. A couple of crappy games. But you could go and do all this stuff without buying a ticket to go to the movies.
Wow.
Go ahead. I'm going to use the trailer. Now, we've all seen the trailer, right? The trailer for Deadpool. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Now, you would figure these parents would have looked at the trailer. I mean, he's talking about, why do I wear a red suit? Is so I don't show the blood. This guy's got the idea. He's wearing brown pants. Right there. That should be a hint.
Yes.
That it's going to go south from there.
Well, I mean, think about it. Well, that's the scene that they could show on TV. Where
and
does
at
it go?
The end,
like you said, where does it go from here?
And the end of the trailer, after he goes boom, 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 drop dead, you see him sniff this smoke coming from the guns going, and I'm going to touch myself now. It's just another hint. It's going to go south from there.
Yes.
You know, this is like when I was a kid, I want to go see Porky's. Parents, no.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Forward, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, I would love, like I said, I would love to actually sit down and talk to and just be like, so really, the reason you're doing this is because you think you stand a snowball's chance in hell of getting money from this. It's really not about the fact that your kid's seen content that was inappropriate for them, because Lord God knows, like, I'm going to be honest with you. My son, he's getting ready to turn 14 next month. He does want to see it. I will probably take him to go see it. I don't care, because I look at it this way. One, he plays GTA 5. Every other argument is invalid at this point. I mean, everything that is in that movie, whether it be the language or the violence, you can find in GTA 5. There is no question about it. Now, some of the sex scenes, I mean, while I think GTA 5 doesn't actually show full on nudity, I do think the car scenes in GTA 5 is definitely a lot worse than what we've seen on the screen.
Oh, it doesn't have a cup of coffee.
Well, yeah, that's true. but that was San Andreas, and that was really... But, I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm to the point now, I don't even really read articles anymore. I just kind of read the headlines, and it's like, okay, I'm not even going to bother with this. Because it's like, for one, it's on social media sites. And it's like, how much, you know, again, I'm a big person that I use social media for just that, okay? It is media. It is a form of entertainment. It is not the almighty gospel. You know, it is not the third missing stone of Moses, okay, ladies and gentlemen? I am sorry to burst your bubble. Everything that is put on the almighty Facebook is not – God did not invent the Facebook.
Right.
So, anyway, sorry.
No, it's fine.
And the thing is, you know, it is the Generation Xers. We were the last ones – to get away with some of this stuff before everything went, and I'm not bringing politics, but let's be, as the term it is appropriate for this one, before everything went politically correct. We were the last ones to get into Animal House, to see Porky's, to see all these R-rated movies, Friday the 13th. We knew Halloween coming around, there was a Jason movie coming. It was the Freddy Krueger.
How about Blazing Saddles, History of the World Part 1?
Yes, and
those.
Yes, we got away with that. We were the last generation.
Yeah, try and think what else we got to go see. There was a bunch of stuff. I take it all for granted now, but.
Mm-hmm. But you think it's because we were the last generation to do that? We would go look at these trailers. It's like, oh, kid wants to see Deadpool. Let's take a look. Oh, I do like that one. Yeah, I do like one. How old are you again? No.
Right, exactly. Tell the kid, no. I mean, I heard there were times that Deadpool was even pulled off the shelf for the content of the comic book. I don't know what it was. I just heard that. So think about it like that. If the comic book is being pulled, you know, for that, what do you expect from the movie?
It's like, you know, it reminds me of an old joke. Well, it came actually from the cartoon of Jetsons, and then someone else built up on it. It was like, you know, parents is right there with the daughters going on the first date, and the father's going, now you're not going to do this. Wife goes to him and goes, don't you remember when you were a teenager? Yes, I do. You're definitely not going to do this. So anyone of these parents who are trying to take this to court, I'm going like, really? You didn't the smart thing and look at the trailer?
Okay, so wait. So parents didn't bother to see the movie beforehand, but they want to take who to court because of their own negligence. I mean, that's what it is. Go ahead.
No. We're all you know, wrapped up on this subject.
I think we're all in the same boat here. I think that's what it is. We're all in the same.
We're all on the same page here.
It's R-rated. You take the kids to see it. It's your own damn fault. You can't sue the movie theater. You can't sue the company. You can't sue anybody. The only one to blame is your own stupidity, parents who let their little kids go see this movie.
I think, in turn, that the courts should turn around and find and incarcerate the people that are actually suing, because they have obviously failed at a portion of parenting. Okay,
yes.
I'm not going to say that they failed at parenting. Okay, I'm just going to say your parenting skills need to be checked at this point.
Why?
Because, if you have that much time and resources that you're going to take it to court because your child is emotionally scarred, how much time are you really spending with your child then, okay, to get to this point? It obviously is not a lot. I'm just I, again, I'm a parent. I feel that I have a little say-so in this matter, because it's like, you know, there are things that it's like, okay, no, Cole, you're not going to do this, okay? And there's other things that's like, okay, well, yeah, this is okay. You know, this is fine. Again, for one, each child's different. There's a maturity level in each child that's different as well. I mean, be a fucking parent. You know, that's the problem today. Parents are not parents. They don't spend time with their children. They don't monitor their electronics and their social media and all this other stuff.
Ooh, what happened? Oh, then you got a last sec. Okay, we do have another caller on hold. Let me bring this person on. Hello, caller. Welcome to Safe CUH Radio.
Wow, hi. Okay. All right. This whole thing with the superheroes and the cartoon stuff started like years and years ago.
Okay, hold on. I hear, who's got noise in the background? Who's got?
I think that's you.
Guys, who is that? Which one of you is it?
Hello?
I haven't adjusted, but if it's probably going to be me again because of a bounce.
I'm just going to mute you for just a second, okay? Medvike, I'm going to bring you right back on.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And who is this?
Okay, so
this is
the call in the chat room on the thing.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, or Shadowburst on City of Heroes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The superhero cartoon movie rated R whole thing started way, 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 way back. I mean, okay, how many people are still waiting for a real Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie to come out? The comics were bloody. I mean, issue one had a rape in it.
I had a couple of the black and white ones, and they were black and white. I thought they were black and white so they get away with showing the blood.
Yeah, there was brutal stuff in it. And then along comes the chick, and I'm thinking, hey, this is something that's unique. It's very, you know, avant-garde. I mean, it wasn't too adult. But even then, they go off and they turn it into a cartoon, and it's kiddified. Even the live action was so kiddified, it was like, what the hell? So whenever there's a superhero movie, it must be for kids. Remember when Akira came out and people went, oh, my God, cartoons can be for adults?
Yeah.
So, yeah. this whole superhero thing, it's rated R. We're going to take our kids to it anyway. I was 10 years old when Excalibur came out. My first rated R movie, I didn't even see Porky's yet because I don't even think it was a thing at the time.
No,
I saw that
Excalibur.
And I was like, going, oh, my God. Hi.
That was, I saw that on cable. I saw it on HBO. That was such a great movie.
Yeah, and the, like, it was like blood and guts, but there was like one scene for 30 seconds in which they're having sex. Oh, and then
yes.
There was the incest thing. And I was
yes.
just like going, okay. And even I'm looking at this going, I'm 10 years old going, and this was the big deal. I was getting all excited. I get to see a rated R movie. And I was just like, well, this was, it was cool because it was King Arthur. But other than that, the sex and the violence was just like, eh.
Well, you know what? Because I think at that point, you know, when I was a kid, I read the book. I read the stories of King Arthur. I know there was a lot of war and fighting. So I guess as a kid,
yeah.
I just pictured in my head, this is what's going to happen in a war. You know, people are dying, so all right, it's going to be nasty, it's going to be violent. So, you know, I guess I was mature for my age, but I was ready for the violence. I was ready for all that to happen. You know,
yeah,
not the sex part,
the
sex is like, all right, you know, but.
And that was something else, even at my age. I was like going, okay, two people are having sex and it's consensual, and that's not okay for a kid to see. But somebody beating the crap out of somebody else and beheading them, that's okay? Like, what
yep.
the hell?
That's what this country thinks.
Yeah, so, and then I turn around and it's like going, I grew up in Japan, too, between the ages of 7 and 10. I grew up in Japan. And
oh, okay.
When I came back and I was, like, going telling my friends about this stuff I saw, and I'm like, hey, this was cool. And then, like, no one ever. And then they bring in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in the 90s, and I'm like, finally, people will get to see it. And I'm watching this going, what the hell is this crap?
And you know what's funny about that with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? I remember about a year or two earlier, some channel did something where it was a tribute to Japanese TV. And I swear I saw a dubbed version of the original show it was based off of.
It was not for, I mean, it was for kids, but not for American kids.
Right. Well, that's good.
I mean,
you know, that's the culture.
It was, well, okay. And something else that I found out is like, when you look at the age of consent laws,
mm-hmm.
you start to realize what cultures view what and how they raise their kids and what. America is practically backwards when it comes to relationships. There is one way to explain a relationship with somebody, and that is through violence. And so our age of consent is anywhere from 16 to 21. 21! I mean, you can go off and die for your country, but you can't have, you know, a meaningful relationship with another
no.
person. However, in Japan, the age of consent is 13. However, from the time they can talk, they are beginning to be prepared for relationships, how to interact with each other, what social greases they need to make sure that society runs smoothly and still have some form of individuality.
All right, let me bring Mad Viking back on. Sorry. Oh, you back? Okay, Mad Viking.
Well, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
So,
that's the culture. That's the difference in the culture. Like, even like you watch Adult Swim on Cartoon Network, even though it's midnight to like 3 a.m. or whatever, or they used to run all night, we're just getting watered down versions of what they're showing in Japan.
I know. Like Sailor Moon. You have that show where it's like, oh, no, they're a lesbian couple. No. Suddenly they're cousins. Why? And that entire season where the three guys turned into women so that they could have their superpowers, completely ignored in the U.S., except for the diehard fans.
Wow. I never watched that one. But I'm following, I'm following what you're saying, so.
And there's another show called Shoujo Kakume Utena. It's about this
Bless
girl
you.
Who goes to school and she's trying to save this other girl. Anyway, they basically, it's like, I'm the hero and you're my bride, basically, but it's just a title. There's no actual format.
Okay.
They've only shown the first season in the U.S., and it's only like 13 episodes. The other two seasons are not shown in the U.S. because, oh, heaven forbid, the five homosexual relationships in it might give somebody ideas.
See, that's the Western philosophy. Coming back to bite you in the ass. Or them in the ass. Whatever.
So when I grew up in Japan, I was like, going, oh, I missed a lot in America, especially when I came back. Now it's like I look at this and going, you guys are a bunch of morons. So anyway, that's my take on it. Well, I could go on for hours about it, but I won't.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that point, that view of, the different cultures and how they view it. Because I always said that, watching these shows. I said, you watch these and I can't remember the website. Crunchyroll or something like that, where they have all the anime shows in Japan and Japanese.
Yeah, Crunchyroll, yeah.
Yeah, and they show them, and it's like completely different. I think my nephew and my stepbrother, they get that. They watch it all the time.
Like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, in every episode in the U.S., there's a big fight. It's a major fight. It takes up half the time.
Right.
You know how long a fight lasts in Japan for these shows?
How long?
They're a side thing. They're like really minor for the overall meta plot. The actual plot of each episode is the relationships between the people. It just amazes me how we want gladiators.
Yeah.
And so it's just.
Well, I think it's the whole thing like with Voltron. You want the big robot fighting the big space monsters.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that they did live
action. Voltron cartoons were for adults. I mean, they had stories and depth, and it was about brotherhood and family, even though they were all adopted. There's a total difference whenever we bring anything to the U.S. I mean, Robotech was the closest thing they got to maintaining it in Japan, and even then. Harmony Gold went over and just ripped everything a new asshole. So,
wow.
And this was supposed to be City of Heroes. Sorry, I followed tangents. So, yeah. I'll let you get back to your show. I said my piece.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. And enjoy the rest of the show. You can hang out if you want to.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. Always welcome to call in. Oh, hang up. Okay. So well, back to us.
Okay.
I like when I hear things like that, because I have heard many, many times about that with the original cartoon versions over there being more violent. And my thing is with Adult Swim, you're showing the shows after midnight. Why can't you show them like the original version just dubbed or whatever? Oh, well.
Yeah, it's not even parenting anymore. It's just basic common sense failing.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, I bring up the trailer. You look at the trailer. Why?
Yes.
It's more like it gives you an idea of what the movie's going to be.
Exactly.
And if they're just saying the jokes that I said before with the brown pants and I'm going to touch myself, this gives you an idea of how it's going to go. It's going to get worse. And
right.
Then it says, rated R. You're old enough to remember what rated R is.
Yes.
And
what's funny is, I last week when the movie came out, I saw a lot of articles talking about the movie making money. And every article addressed the same thing. The R rating, parents want to take their kids, and then people writing the articles say, no. If it's an R rating, don't let your little kids go see it. It's R rated for a reason. It's not appropriate. The comic book is not appropriate for kids, from what I hear, either. So why would they think a movie based on an inappropriate comic book not be rated R?
Well, it's like more than likely, the kids will go, I've seen Deadpool on Disney Spider-Man. Well,
yes.
One, Disney upset.
Yeah.
We're talking ultimate watered down. And even I actually watched a couple of these things, and it gives you the hint. And I'm not going to say it because I know this is a kid's show. okay, remember, Deadpool breaks the fourth wall. What does this mean? He tells you this is a kid's show, and he's editing himself. He states he's editing himself. This
yes.
is a flag.
Yes.
So, you know, like I said, we go with parenting. It's just now common sense now.
Exactly.
It's gone.
Yeah. It's gone. It's gone. This goes back to the 80s. Like, with the Looney Tunes cartoons. Parents wanted these kicked off the air, wanted them censored because they wanted to use the TV as the babysitter. They wanted the kid to wake up, go downstairs, go in the living room, put the TV on, watch cartoons, and let the parents sleep or do what they had to do all day.
And because of the violence, it's going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
This, once again, you know, we're Generation Xers, since we were brought into this one. Yes, we had common sense thing. We understand you drop an anvil on someone, it's going to hurt.
Yes. And you know what? And if we can figure out for ourselves back in the day, our parents sat down and told us. And that's the problem, too. The parents, when this all started, didn't want to take the time to sit down and explain to the kids not to do this. They couldn't take the time out to explain to the kids, don't do this. It's a cartoon. They could do it there because it's not going to really hurt anybody. In the real world, it will friggin' hurt.
And then as time goes on, we're talking, yes, we realize this cartoon was made in the 1950s and the 1940s, the 1960s. There was a different time period.
Yes.
And racial slurs were all over the place.
Yes.
We understand.
All right, the physical humor was for the kids so they could laugh. But if you listen to what's being said, as you get older, you realize, oh, I never realized that until I got older. I never paid attention to what they were actually saying. And then you realize what they're saying, and this cartoon is on different levels.
Well, not even that. We're talking even the visual thing. All right, you know, Symbol flies in the hair, hits Tom on the head, and it's all of a sudden... ding, 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 ding. He turns into Fu Manchu.
Yes.
Okay, we got the idea. You're making a joke on Asians. We understand that. We also know it's also kind of bad taste. We knew this when we were kids. Why? We were kind of told, not just from parents. We had the teachers. You know, we had, even in Brooklyn in the streets. You know, they just, you know, bad taste, man. It's like, oh, shit, sorry.
Dude, don't be a racist, man.
You know, it wasn't like, you what? It's like, dude. It's like, oh, right.
And all right, I'm going to bring up one more thing about common sense with the rating system for the movies. They were there for the parents, basically, let you know if their kids could go see a movie. So when the R rating was there, what did you not see? What did not make sense to you? The rating system's
like,
there. It's given an R rating for a specific reason.
I mean, even now, they have gone expanded that. They not only tell you no one under 17 should see this movie, they tell you why they should not see this movie. It will say violence.
Yes.
Sex. Language. Body parts, whatever. It says it. Do you don't take the time to read?
No, why should I? That's ridiculous.
And you know, and like I said, you know, it's the parents in question is our generation. We were the last ones to get away with this stuff. We, you know, of all groups, we are the ones that should know better. So, like I said, just common sense is gone. That's it.
Oh, well.
And I think Diamond D.
What's up?
Oh, there you are. So, now that we took 30 minutes on that one.
Yes.
You said you had some news.
Yes. Yeah, really quick, quick movie news here, and then I want to talk about some DC Comics, and I'll do the updates. Blade Runner 2 finally has a release date. It's going to be in early 2018, and it's going to be January 12th, 2018. So not only is it an early release, it's going to be early in the year, like the second week of January. So not next year, 2 years from now, or 23 months from now, actually. 23 months from now, actually. That's when it's going to be the release date of that one. Now, it's funny what I'm about to bring up, because I was, you know, I've been meaning to find a way to get back into comics, and stupid me, I'm just looking on the page for Save Sewage Radio, and I see here Tony responded last night. He can't make it this week. Got some family issues that I've got to solve this weekend out of town. So he's going to be on the road doing this during the show. Silly me, I didn't see that till now. Why did I not see that till now? Hold on, I'm just typing back to him. Where is it? Sorry about that.
Is that?
Oh, okay. Now, Tony wrote on in the Save CH Radio the link for tonight's show. He wrote in last night that he wasn't going to be able to make it tonight. I never saw it till now, though.
Well, he did tell you.
Yeah, I just didn't see it. Okay, so my next bit of news, DC Comics. They have announced a full – this. I think we started talking about this a little while ago. We were talking about they were going to come up with something, and it's a full Rebirth line. Twice monthly book, lowered price fonts. So what does all this mean? Rebirth stands, okay, revealed. DC Comics has pulled the curtain back, okay? Revealing the shape and scope of their line of superhero comics to the status quo, redefining Rebirth launches in May. Following the release of the $2.99 80-page DC Universe Rebirth number 1 on May 25th, DC Comics will begin to... What was that? Will begin to roll out Rebirth specials and new number one issues for their ongoing series. I'm just going to mute you for a minute because I can hear the feedback. Okay, I can do this now. Sorry. There it was. And new number one issues for their ongoing series. Although, as we learned from Comic Resources, exclusively revealed two series, Detective Comics and Action Comics, will return to their original numbering. Which means, so I guess it's going to go back to before the New 52. I'll have to wait and see. The line will include two types of books, those published twice monthly and those published on a monthly basis. Every DC Universe book, regardless of their publication schedule, will be priced at $2.99. The line will consist of 32 total ongoings, 17 twice monthly, and 15 monthly titles. So there you go, 17 twice monthly, 15 monthly titles. DC will also publish 23 Rebirth one-shots ahead of launching the new ongoings. Okay, now it says here, at DC, we believe in superheroes and what makes them great, DC Entertainment co-publisher Dan Didio said in a statement. And we also believe in the direct market and the core comics fans. Rebirth is designed to bring back the best of DC's best, embrace the story currently of, and move the entire epic universe into the future. We are returning to the essence of the DC universe. With Rebirth, we are putting the highest priority on the direct market, and we will continue to create and cultivate new opportunities for retailers to thrive and prosper, grow readers, fans, and customers. The creative team information on DC's new lineup is set to be revealed. Oops, scrolled up accidentally. Set next month at WonderCon in Los Angeles on Saturday, March 26th. I'll be tuning into that if I can. Oh, okay. The event will be live streamed on DC's YouTube channel. Bring the news to those unable to attend the event in person. Okay, so I'll definitely have to check that out on YouTube that day to write a reminder for myself. Okay, so here are the Rebirth specials. As we said, let me go back here. Okay, so May 25th, we're going to get the one-shot DC Universe Rebirth number 1, 80 pages. Now, for June, the Rebirth special is going to be Aquaman Rebirth, Batman. These are all, okay, I'm going to read the title. It's going to be the name of the title and then Rebirth number 1 after it. So it's going to be Aquaman, Batman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, Superman, Titans, Wonder Woman. Okay, then you're going to get new number 1 issues. These are going to ship twice monthly. Aquaman, Batman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, Superman, and Wonder Woman. And now new issues shipping twice monthly, but with their original numbering, Action Comics is going to pick up a number 957. Detective Comics is going to pick up at number 934. All right, then, let's see, where am I here? I'm sorry, July, we're going to get more Rebirth specials. We're going to get Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, the Hellblazer, Justice League, Nightwing, and then Red Hood and the Outlaws. Those are all going to be Rebirth number ones. And then we're going to get some new number one issues for July, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, Justice League, and Nightwing. Those are all number ones. And then we're going to get new number one issues. These are going to ship once a month. Batgirl, Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, the Hellblazer, Red Hood and the Outlaws, the Superman, and the Superman has a hyphen between Superman and Titans. Okay, now sometime in the fall, more Rebirth specials. We're going to get Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle, Cyborg, Deathstroke, Earth 2, Suicide Squad, Supergirl, Teen Titans, and Trinity. All Rebirth number ones. We're going to get new number one issues. These are going to ship twice monthly. Cyborg, Deathstroke, Harley Quinn, Justice League America, and Suicide Squad. And then shipping once a month, new number ones, Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle, Earth 2, Goth Academy next semester, or I'm sorry, Gotham Academy, colon, next semester, number one, Supergirl, Superwoman, Super Sons, Teen Titan, and Trinity. And if you'd like to double check that, I'm going to post this. I'm going to there you go. It's in the chat itself. And of course, as always, I'm going to put that under heading for this week's show in the Save COH radio page. If you haven't already, guys, go check it out on Facebook. And let me bring Mad Viking back on. Okay, that was a little detailed.
Okay.
Guess what? I'm going to print that out tomorrow, and I'm going to go to my local comic book store in the next couple weeks and say, hey, I'll get back into it. I'm not going to get everything because I didn't get all that to begin with. I'm just going to see my usuals, Titans, because I love the Teen Titans in the 80s. Batman, of course, Green Lantern, Flash, and I guess the Justice League, and, you know, the Batman-related stuff, Green Lantern, Flash, and Justice League, and Titans, so...
Now, I saw the silhouette page in question. Some I recognized, some I didn't. I saw the Flash.
Yes.
I'm wondering if this is Wally West Flash, the one that we know, not this new version to make happy to please the people who's making the TV show. And then I saw the head shape of Jay Garrick, the original with the Mercury helmet. That's my guess on that one. And I'm hoping that it brings back, because I did see, you know, the new Earth 2, Jay Garrick.
Right. Well, they are saying Earth 2 is one, the Earth 2 comic book series. That's going to be one of the rebirths. So
I'm hoping, bring back the Mercury helmet.
Yes.
Yes, we like Jay Garrick as a middle-aged guy.
Speaking of Garrick, have you watched The Flash this past week?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I don't want to spoil it then. I can't bring it up. Did you watch last week's when they went to Earth 2?
Nope. I've been a busy boy.
Oh.
So you go ahead.
I don't. No. I don't want to spoil it for you. I don't want to spoil it if anybody hasn't seen it yet, because I know it just came out. But when was the last? Yeah. Last week they went to Earth 2. Oh my God! I can't even think now. Yeah, Flash and Cisco went to Earth 2 with Earth 2 Wells, and to find Zoom, to find his daughter, and all that stuff. And then they ran into Zoom. They saw Frost, who is, oh crap, I can't remember the name of the characters in the main Earth. They met their counterparts. They met all their Earth 2 counterparts.
Okay.
So, and then I'm going to drop this little hint. You find this guy in a glass cell, like the one the Flash was put in by Zoom, and he's got this metal helmet on. And if you look at they show the back of his head, and he has blonde hair. I thought that's significant because I remember in the comic books, Jay Garrick has blonde hair. The Jay Garrick we have met does not have blonde hair. So I'm thinking that is what?
No.
What?
Jay Garrick had brown hair with white basically Reed Richards.
Yes, right. Okay, you're right. You're right. But I was thinking along the lines that maybe that's really Jay Garrick, and the Jay Garrick that they met isn't the real Jay Garrick.
Now, that could be, if you're saying blonde hair,
right.
That could be Alan Scott, the Green Lantern of Earth 2.
Yeah, but I don't think it has to do something Flash because they haven't introduced Green Lantern yet. So,
well, the thing is with Earth 2, you know,
yeah.
Where, you know, in main system, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. But Earth 2, it's Alan Scott Green Lantern and Jay Garrick Flash. Those are
right.
The top ones.
So maybe. I don't know. And Barry Allen is his father. Wait, I'm getting confused. Yeah, it's Barry Allen. Okay. I'm sorry. I was about to say Wally West. I'm like, no, they just introduced him. That's not it. Barry Allen is the Flash in Earth 1. So.
Right.
But as I was saying, and of course, for DC Legends of Tomorrow, next week you're going to see Star City. You're going to see Arrow in the year 2046. And that will be Steve Amell playing an older Arrow.
Now, going back with the Rebirth,
yes.
They have already, well, on certain websites, they're already
okay.
Showing covers of New 52 Superman with the no red underwear.
Okay.
Looking at the pre-52 Superman, but mind you, he's wearing the black suit, you know, when he came back from getting knocked all over the place by Doomsday.
Yeah, that goes back to the early 90s, so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what
was
that? Is that DC?
That is DC.
That's DC Comics website?
I saw it on Newsarama, as well as a few others, you know,
okay.
Because there's been a very big demand of the pre-existing, of the pre-52 Superman, bring back the red underwear, bring back the marriage of Lois Lane.
Yes.
And especially with the last all-over comic event, they gave birth to a son.
Right.
And so if they're doing that with Supes, that means, you know, we might see Cyborg back with the Titans. We might see Wally West come back finally. As
right.
The one that we know.
Very cool. I want to see that. And I'm looking here on the page, and if you look, I'm looking at the Rebirth, and it looks like Young Justice members. I'll have to watch it later. I will post the thing. I'll post it in the chat if anybody wants to check it out later on. Oh, I like the call already. He says, Doomsday didn't do anything. Batman didn't already do better. Yes, I agree with that. So, being the Batman fan I am. All right, so I'm going to post that one. You guys can check it out. Let's see. I'm going to check all this out. Yeah, I'm going to check this out tomorrow probably and make a list and go talk to the conference. After I get my car fixed. Actually, I think this is going to be perfect because I'll get my car done, completely done, and then I can spend money on comic books. Because I feel guilty. I feel guilty by spending money on comic books until I get my car fixed, my SUV fixed.
So let's see. We've hit movies. We've hit comic books.
Yes. And now
so,
I'm going to hit games. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, am I like one of the few that did not really like the premiere of Walking Dead?
You didn't like that? You didn't like that episode?
Oh my God!
It was awesome. That episode was freaking awesome.
Oh, the inconsistencies in it alone.
What inconsistencies?
Do we want to really talk about this?
Well, let me do the updates, then we'll get back to that. How about that? Well, you know what? It's Valiant Online. We never talk about it, and they had this big donation thing up. I want to get to that. But let me do this Heroes and Villains update, and then I'll do the I'll quickly run through Valiant Online's donation thing going on. All right? Let me see here. Yeah, this is update number 167. I don't think I did that one last. No, this is posted Saturday, right? Yeah, this is posted Saturday. Okay. Here we go. All right, this week we've been doing more work on the teaming and chat systems, testing how the current functions and changes that we've been making to them. We've now got a basic working friends list that players can add other players to by clicking on their name in any of the chat channels. There isn't currently a set limit that how many names a friends list can hold, as we'll need to test it out at various sizes to find out at which the size of the list might start. One of the issues that we've encountered has been with this work has been getting the wins to persist across zones so that they don't close each time a player moves from one zone to the next. Currently, the search window works just fine when zoned, but the chat window wipes all the earlier text from the window when the player zones. We've also set up the teaming window so that if a player logs out or crashes slash disconnects in any way, when they log back in, they'll be automatically added back onto their team. City of Heroes had a similar function for their teaming system, especially task forces, so it's naturally a function that we wanted to put into Heroes and Villains too. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. So there you go. Good. I like to know that they're doing such good work.
Okay.
All right. So with that, now the big news this week. I did post this on the Safe CH Radio Facebook page last night. Dynasty Online is now taking donations. Their current goal is phase one. They're at 6.3% of the 46,500 they want for the phase one. 39 backers have donated $2,926. Okay, so phase one, as I already said, will be $46,500. A couple of things about this one. Upfront investment. This sum needs to be met in order to both pay the bills and our employees. Right now, all of us work voluntarily on Valiant Online in our spare time. But this donation would allow us to begin working full-time on the production of Valiant Online. Character creation pipeline upgrade. The first of our character creator improvements. This will allow players more options when customizing their character's face and body. Act 1, main storyline, first two arcs. Valiant Online will have many missions and tasks for the players to perform, including a central story for players to engage with. Livestream with the Commander archetype. This is the first of our series of pet command classes that Valiant Online will feature. Once we have an alpha build ready, we will showcase its playstyle in a live stream for you to watch and ask questions to developers. Roleplay character attributes. For our players interested in roleplaying their superheroes, villains, and everyone in between, we will unveil our work of the first quality of life expansions for you and your friends or enemies to utilize for your unique playing experiences. And finally, for Phase 1, Act 1 main storyline, completed three arcs and task force. Valiant Online will have many missions and tasks for the players to perform, including a central story for players to engage with. Okay. So, after that will come Phase 2, which is set at $52,400. This will include repeatable mission system. Valiant Online will include a system that allows for you to play your favorite missions with random twists. Regular community updates. We want to ensure we are doing the best we can to communicate with the players and fans of Valiant Online by keeping the players updated on the game. New loading screen art. We'll implement new loading screen variants for your viewing pleasure while you wait. These pictures will be available to download as wallpapers from the website as they are developed. Achievement system. To keep track of your progress and to show your milestones to your friends, we'll be implementing our in-game achievement system that awards you and your character for reaching various goals in the game. All right, next up will be a 3D model viewer on the website. Log into your account on the website and pull up your character for your viewing pleasure. Players will be able to review marketplace pieces on their characters before buying or show off their costumes to their friends. Our combat feature improvements. We want to be able to invest more time and resources into improving the combat experience of the game. Expect a lot of good things coming to your overall quality of Super Life. Weekly blog posts from devs. With the funds available to keep everyone working on Valiant Online, we will have lots that we can share that is happening in production. We'll be able to keep regularly posted on the state of the game as we work to build the world of Valiant Online. Open PvP Battle Arena. Want to fight for your friends? Maybe against. Well, you're in luck because a super-powered PvP bloodbath will be yours. Try not to lose too many teeth. We want to see the full smiles of our happy fighters. A social zone. for those wanting to kick back and relax online with your super buddies, this social zone will be an awesome hangout to while away the hours role-playing or just having a moment of peace with your arch nemesis. The new emote packs for people wanting to express themselves will be adding free and marketplace emote packs for your characters to enjoy, point, dance, or do whatever our animation designers come up with. All right. And then coming into the future, hold on, I just need a drink here, sorry. That brings us to phase three, and that will be an additional $82,000. Or that will be $82,000. I'm not sure if that's... Anyway, Valiant Online phone app will be developing alongside Valiant Online a companion phone application for you to use with your account. Expand your gameplay experience with various social features to use while on the go. Legacy system. Our desire is to build a game that you will want to experience again and again playing different alternate characters. This innovative legacy system will expand the abilities of players who make new characters to change their subsequent playthroughs while improving their accounts overall. A market system. Is economics your forte, major, or maybe just a hobby? We will be unveiling our in-game market system for players to enjoy. This goes beyond just a simple marketplace, as players will be to expand their own stores as they increase their market skills. It's simply economical. Live stream with the director archetype. This is the second of our series of pet command classes that Valiant Online will feature. Once we have an alpha build ready, we will showcase its play style in a live stream for you to watch and ask questions to the developers. A tutorial starting zone for new players not familiar to MMO gameplay or Valiant Online. We want a good launching point for our players to familiarize themselves with the essentials of the game. Expand San Cielo. We want to make sure there are tons of places for our players to explore, fight new enemies, and experience more stories. We hope by this point in alpha, we'll be able to double the size of the area. Okay, that's phase three. There's also phase four and phase five and phase six. I will go into those next time, because my throat's getting very dry, and I think I'm boring everybody out by going into this. Unless you want me to continue.
Well, I have an update with the champions, Star Trek and Neverwinter. Star Trek Online is back on the game. I just finally got onto the champions forums, and the reason why the game went kaboom, they're saying hardware issues.
Okay.
They won't go in detail, but they're replacing... the hardware.
Huh. Hold on a minute. Hardware issues, you say? Hardware.
Hardware. Hardware.
Well, what the deuce can that mean?
Well,
the
it game might
computers?
Would
have... they're bringing their PCs.
But basically, all it says is hardware issues. Now, yes, if you have Pigeon and Zabber, you can get onto the chat system. I say that because I had to get on my Zabber on my phone in order so I can even get closer, because for a while I was putting in my password to get on the game, and it was saying invalid password. I'm like, no, it's not.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, let's head to Zabber.
Right.
I'm in the chat. Okay, I know this is the password. You lied to me.
Wow. Oh,
and
I'm pretty
believe it. The call, I think you might want to apply to Cryptic.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just
Oh, wait a minute.
Here.
Someone knows what it means.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, well, I'm seeing it in the chat. So that we know it's a delay in it, so go right ahead and tell us exactly what that means.
Oh, he knows. And just like we have just about 7.5 minutes left in the show. Man, this show went fast once I got people calling in. I want to thank Mad Viking. I want to thank Diamond D for calling in, and stupid me for not that Tony responded like last night, after pretty much right after I posted the show.
It's like, where were you? You were
my bad. Oops. That's right for being busy today and not checking the Facebook page. All right, he's forgiven. It's okay. This never happened.
Oh, wait a minute. We
he speaks
to Cryptic in Person Weekly.
Ooh, well, la-di-da. No.
Hey, okay. I'm not going to complain.
I'm not going to complain either. So what does it mean? What does it mean?
As we wait to come up with that and to fill up the time, City Titans.
Yes.
Anything?
No. You know, oddly, I was looking earlier, and I'm trying to see here. The last thing they had was site maintenance, and on Wednesday the 10th, last week they had the, that war piece for the 12th, subjects 1 through 4. I think
it
we discussed that.
Somewhere pulled a plug.
Oh, good. Oops, I tripped over the wire.
Well, Takal will be here on next time, and
yep. You mean somebody tripped over a cable? Yep. Oops.
All right, what do you want? You want coffee? You want cream and toast?
Quick, plug it in. Terrorists, I tell you, terrorists.
All right, so we know Star Trek is running because we got a member of our group in Star Trek right now.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So Star Trek is running okay. Champion Online?
Champion is not. And no news from our Neverwinter person either.
Okay. Oh, wait, I think he's back. Oh, hello?
Hello?
You're back again. We're here. Yep.
Yeah, I'm back again. Yeah, with just like 5 minutes left to spare.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so what's going on?
Yeah, it's like I tried to type something in and be like 3 minutes before you saw it. So, yeah, you got the plug bit. But, yeah. Yeah, I talked to somebody on occasion, and yeah, that person has gotten mad at me because I kind of let slip that we talked.
We won't tell anybody. Yeah. It's okay. We won't tell anybody.
We won't tell anyone except everyone all over the planet who's listening in, all five of us.
Yes.
We know people, nothing.
This show gets a lot of replays. This show, a lot of people tune in and listen to a replay of this. I checked the numbers during the week, and like a lot of people might not be listening to the live feed right now, but by the end of the week, a lot of people listen to the replay. So.
Oh, that's kind of scary. So,
that's what we want, man.
It's just basically anytime somebody says that there's a hardware issue, it's basically, oops, I tripped over a plug or something like that. It was like clumsy feet.
So remember, we got the name info from Carlos Danger. That's the name we have to look for. Carlos Danger.
Carlos
Danger.
Going with the Anthony Weiner line.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so yeah, I might show up next week too and just bug you people. Actually, I'll bug anyone who's listening to hire me to make an MMO because that's what I want to do.
You could, you come on here, you could, give a shout out to the MMO companies, but I have nothing to do with them.
I know, but hopefully they're listening. But no, it's like I was making a sim, and then last night somebody started saying, these games aren't coming out anytime soon. Why don't you do them? And then just like every time you get something done, release it so we can play it. I'm just like, okay, I'll talk to somebody about that. But yeah, then you like tell me you mentioned brought up that the updates on Valiant, and I was just like, yes. So yeah. Anyway, hi, how are you? And it's like 2.5 minutes left, and I'll let you guys go again, and then I'll bug you just as you sign off.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, have a great weekend. Get your resume together just in case we can find a company for you.
Yeah, sure.
Put on the resume, I do not trip over wires.
Yes, yes.
No, I don't. No tripping.
That's right. Very good. All right. So we have just about 2 minutes left in the show. Again, I want to thank the call, Mad Viking and Diamond D for calling in tonight and helping out. I want to thank all our listeners who listen, you know, live now or during the week. It's cool. You know, the message getting out there. We're entertaining you for a little bit. Having fun. Like I said, it was my fault. I didn't know Tony was going to be here, but.
Well, we had a very lively discussion.
Yes, yeah. You know, that's what it is. That's what I like, these current events. And Emerald City Comic Con is going on this weekend. I wish I'd remember this sooner. Now that we can't talk about it. I know that Reed Pop Store, they have exclusive shirts on sale this weekend. And go check that out. Supposed to be a bunch of cool stuff going on there. I wonder if they're going to be doing anything. I'll have to check that out. And I'll have to post that next week. Or during the weekend if I can find it. Let me do this really quick. No, I didn't see anything about it. Nah, just usual, you know, check the usual comic book websites. Comics Alliance might show something.
Okay.
That's if I can find anything tomorrow, I'll hook you guys up. I'll let you guys know. For pretty much nothing right now. Sorry about that. Okay, guys, we're gonna get out of here. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next time for more Safe Space Radio fun on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And again, if you haven't already, go to Facebook, look up Safe CH Radio, hit the like button, keep up to date on everything. You know, if you miss a show, you get the show link and whatever we discussed. If I have a link for it, I'll put it on that week's episode. Sound good?
All right.
All right, with that, we are out of here because I know friends of mine are coming on. They're going to be doing a wrestling show in about 20 minutes, half hour. I know they want to get into the studio. So with that, Mad Viking, I will talk to you later, definitely over the weekend. I'm probably going to take off a couple things to do around here. And have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great week. See you next time. With that, Mad Viking, would say goodnight.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night.